For 8 years, a Chicago manufacturer named The Steel Company violated an environmental law known as the Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act. That law requires companies to report releases of toxic chemicals. Over the years, The Steel Company had released tons of hydrochloric acid into the air at its plant in southeast Chicago. After receiving notice that an environmental group intended to sue, The Steel Company filed reports to comply with the law. However, it refused to pay penalties. The U.S. EPA decided not to sue the company, but the environmental group did sue. The case brought by Citizens for a Better Environment went to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court ruled CBE had no standing in the case. Sanford Stein is an attorney for the Steel Company.
The Steel Company was found completely innocent of any wrongdoing, such to the point that the Supreme Court said to the CBE, you shouldn't have brought this case.
After the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, the Steel Company turned the tables on the environmental group and petitioned the courts for attorney's fees in the amount of $270,000. Stein says it's only right that these fees should be paid by the environmental group that sued his client.
When a small company trying to make a few dollars and keep a few people employed is dragged into the legal system and forced to spend an enormous amount of money only to learn that there was no basis to even start, one would think that this would be an excellent set of circumstances in which a court should award fees.
Officials at the Steel Company say it's not a corporate giant. They say it only employs 126 people, and this particular plant helps support a working-class neighborhood. They say the $270,000 in legal fees caused cash flow problems for their business. But the attorney for Citizens for a Better Environment says if his group is forced to pay the legal fees, it'll be devastating.
Well, I'm an attorney. I'm not a bankruptcy attorney, but I would probably have to get to know a bankrupt attorney very soon if that were to happen.
Stefan Noe says the lawsuit filed by CBE was intended to send a message to polluters. He says the principles were sound and adds the law already protects companies from frivolous lawsuits.
There is a legal standard that exists so that it's a safeguard against citizens groups like ourselves bringing suits that don't have merit. You know, in this particular suit, the U.S. Department of Justice, the U.S. EPA, 15 state attorney generals all supported our position, felt that we had standing and the steel company should have to pay fees, or penalties rather.
Citizens for a Better Environment is now getting legal help from another group, the Environmental Law and Policy Center. Howard Lerner is the executive director.
What is happening here is a vindictive and in some ways greedy company that was a major polluter is going after a grassroots environmental group and saying to them, if you come in and try to enforce the environmental laws against us, you do it at the penalty that we're going to go after you, seeking hundreds of thousands of dollars from you.
Fee-shifting provisions in many citizen suits mean environmental groups can file suit, and if they win, the company has to pay the group's legal fees. Those are then used as seed money to go after other polluters. Howard Lerner says the steel company is trying to twist the law so that citizen suits won't be as big of a threat.
Our civil rights laws, our environmental laws, our consumer protection laws, in many cases have explicit provisions saying citizens can go in court to enforce public rights. But they're trying to chill, they're trying to dissuade, they're trying to force people to be in a position of, if we go after a polluter to comply with the environmental laws, and if we don't win, we may be stuck holding the bag for something that would bankrupt us.
This is becoming a landmark case for environmentalists and businesses. The Supreme Court has already limited when citizen suits can be filed against companies under the Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act. In fact, some law firms view it as something of an amnesty and suggest companies use it to cure past noncompliance problems. Now, the motion by the steel company to recover legal fees might further strengthen the corporate world's legal position. The case has attracted attention at a national level. A Washington-based group that wants to reform the civil justice system in favor of free enterprise has taken up the cause of the steel company. The Washington Legal Foundation's attorney on the case is Richard Samp.
If we can recover legal fees here, it will set an important precedent. We think that if we can prevail in this suit, there will be fewer non-meritorious suits being filed because people will have to think twice that they will if they lose, have to pay not only their own attorney fees, but also those of the defendant.
A federal judge in the district court has denied the steel company's request, but the company has appealed. A federal appellate court is expected to reach a decision in that case in the next few months. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.